Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
You know, we can expect a lot of discussions of ethics in government in an election year, but who's minding the store is the question, right?
Exactly. And that's the question that a lot of people are seeking to answer. I mean,
yeah.
If you have a watchdog, isn't a watchdog supposed to be a watchdog? But we're going to talk more about that this morning. Now, you know that it's been just about a week since the contentious relationship between the city and the Honolulu Ethics Commission brought the resignation of the commission's director, Chuck Tato. At the heart of the kerfuffles between the two is the question of just how much autonomy the commission has. The City Ethics Commission is derived from the states, and Article 14 of the Hawaii State Constitution says ethics commissioners shall be selected in a manner which assures their independence and impartiality. Now, to get some clarity about how that fits with the political influence that appears to have been exerted at the city level, UH Public Policy Center Director Colin Moore joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
So very briefly, how did we get to this point where now Chuck Tato says he can no longer be effective, so last week he resigned?
Well, this starts with Chuck Tato's investigation of the inaugural luau that Mayor Kirk Caldwell had. This later led to disagreements over the Ethics Commission budget with the mayor's office, complaints that top administration officials were impeding Tato's work. Then he was put under a gag order, which really is unprecedented. He was told that he should not speak directly to the media.
And told us directly that when we asked him to comment about something.
Right, yeah. which I think outraged the media, and this later was rescinded by the commission. And then he was given a 30-day suspension. And then finally, he was subjected to what I think is fair to say a fairly humiliating requirement, which was that he was required to document his day in 6-minute intervals. And so I think at that point, he had almost no choice to resign, which seems to be the goal of the administration, which, as anyone who's worked in government knows, if you'd like to fire someone, the easiest way is to make their job as unpleasant as possible.
We mentioned in the opening about Article 14, which comes out of the state constitution. And we should say, too, that while a judicial selection committee selects the commissioners at the state level, in the county it's a little different. The administrators directly appoint the commissioners who will then oversee their actions. That seems to be a real contradiction. How do we make sense of that?
Well, I think that because it became a problem and the result Chuck Tato resigned, I think finally we're coming to grips with the fact that this really doesn't reflect the spirit of the Constitution in Article 14. You know, when this was put in during the last CONCON, I think this was, you know, Hawaii's embrace of transparent government, which happened throughout the nation. And for whatever reason, we don't have the same level of independence for the county-level commissioners as we do for the state-level commissioners. And so this creates a real problem. Now, so, for example, with the resignation of Chuck Tato, a lot of people have blamed the mayor and his appointees, who they have accused of doing everything to make Chuck Tato's job unpleasant. That may or may not be true. But the problem is that one can perceive that it is true, that there is this political influence. In the same way, the Corporation Council has control over the commission's budget.
And that's become a real issue because for many years they've said how constrained the Ethics Commission has been to be able to do its job.
That's right. And, I mean, there are real reasons. You can't have the commission just spending as much money as it wants to spend. You can't have every request to increase funding approved. But there should be this remove, right, because the city's top attorney is a political appointee. And so if the Ethics Commission are doing things that political appointees and the mayor himself don't like, which, let's be clear, is the job of the executive director of the Ethics Commission to make politicians uncomfortable, then they have this easy ability to make his job, his or her in the future job, much more difficult by reducing their funding.
So what happens now as we're looking at the departure of Chuck Tato? The Ethics Commission seems to be pretty much in a shambles, and perhaps that serves, as you've just said, the city pretty well.
Well, look, I don't think this is unique to the current administration. I mean, every administration has an uncomfortable relationship with the Ethics Commission. We've seen the same thing at the state level when Les Kondo was the head of that commission, and he received a very critical letter from Speaker Suki. The question is, will anything be done? Because wouldn't most politicians want an executive director who more or less rubber stamps most of their decisions? I mean, and that's the problem. They have no incentive to appoint someone who's going to make their job difficult. You need a very unique person to take on this job, someone who's not afraid to speak truth to power, someone who will be criticized by some of the most powerful people in the state and be okay with that. But for the most part, in the interests of the mayor or the legislature at the state level to appoint someone who's going to be friendly and turn a blind eye.
So this brings up a couple of questions. First of all, is there someone who has a thick enough skin who would be willing to take this on? And secondly, will that person be facing a situation that's any different from what Chuck Tato faced, given the budget, given many of the same kind of instances that he's had to surmount or confront directly?
Well, Bethann, that's an excellent point, because this is the long-term damage that I think the mayor has done to the county-level ethics commission, which is that anyone who might be qualified for this job, who would have the strength of character to carry it out in an effective way, is now going to look at what was done to this man who had the job for 16 years recently and say, why would I want to subject myself to that? Why would I want to take a job that I won't be given the resources to perform effectively, where I will be subjected perhaps to a bunch of humiliating requirements? And that's a serious problem, because it may be very difficult to recruit someone who can do the job at this point.
Do you see this as being the death of the Ethics Commission?
I hope it will, you know, revive itself phoenix-like and return from the ashes. But I think that right now it is in shambles as a result of the actions of the mayor's office. And so I think the only way to do that is for the public to put pressure on the city to change some of the rules, to give the commission more financial independence, to guarantee that the next executive director will have more independence and not be perhaps subjected to retribution from the mayor's office. And the only way that can happen is if the public demands it, if this becomes an issue in the election, which I hope it will be, because I think the mayor has not effectively answered questions about the decisions that were made that led to this outcome. He's said that he has, you know, remained hands off. But I think anyone who has seen what's gone on can't possibly believe that that's true.
Colin Moore, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Colin Moore is a UH political science professor and currently the director of the UH Public Policy Center.